Pleased to have with us now the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Pat Shurmur. Coach, camp has been wrapped up now, and you move into the next phase.
Yeah, I think it is. As I've said before, this is a steady climb to the first game. And one phase of training camp has ended because our players are moving out of the dorm and they're going to live in their normal residence. But we got a lot of work to do. I'll tell you what, I've been really pleased with the way our guys have practiced and the way they've competed. And, you know, you have to learn how to practice in this league because this is a game you have to practice.
Right.
And as you know, there's a lot of days we practice in pads where we go out and there's a lot of banging. But even when you're banging, we need to be smart. As much as we teach our guys to be aggressive and rough and tough, It's equally important that they're smart about how we practice. You know, we don't go to the ground.
Right.
We don't cut block. We don't tackle because we know that those types of activities get guys hurt.
Yep.
Our offensive linemen are trained not to hold or throw guys down.
Right.
And by the same token, when we have a guy running down the field, we ask our guys not to grab jerseys or fall on their legs. All because at the end of the day, we know that those types of things get players hurt.
And sure.
And when I bring the guys up at the end of practice, after they've busted their tail to get better, I want them all standing there healthy because then the next day we can come out and all do the same thing. And so that's the important part. Now, as you know, you can't practice in pads all the time.
Right, especially now.
Yeah, especially now. I mean, well, you get 14 of them during the season. So in order to get the work done that you need to get done, you have to be able to practice smart and fast. Right, and understand what you're doing in practice is getting the Cleveland Browns offense, defense, and kicking game ready to play another opponent. And so, you know, I think that's what it's a constant. You constantly hear coaches saying, "Stay up." You know, every time you constantly hear coaches saying, "Finish."
Yep.
You know, we practice when we're going against one another in team drills. We go at game speed, and then we jog back to the huddle because within playing the game, then you're working on your conditioning.
Sure.
And so there's a reason why we do it that way, and it's the system that I believe in.
And yeah, and when you talk about smart, it's smart relative to making sure everybody gets through it cleanly, and also to avoid the penalties, the things that could happen if you aren't smart. I mean, that's the other thing, right? Because that'll cost you in a game.
Well, it can cost you, you know. And we know in games there's a lot of grabbing going on.
Yeah.
You know, that happens, but you really want to coach against it in practice because typically you get what you emphasize.
Sure.
Just much like catching the football and not having pre-snap penalties and all that business. And, you know, all that stuff adds up.
It's an odd setup in terms of where these games are positioned, playing the Eagles tomorrow night as a third preseason opponent, of course, 2 weeks later opening up with them. How has this affected really your whole preseason planning, and how is it going to affect what you're going to do tomorrow night?
Well, I think the way the games are scheduled, and then in our case, the way our third preseason game relates to our first regular season game, each team is different, and each coach has to decide how he's going to play his players. I think at the end of the day, you know, you talk about playing so much in each game. At the end of the day, when you get through training camp, I think it's important that each guy gets a certain amount of plays. Now, fortunately, last week against Green Bay, we played a long first half. We got 40 snaps from an offensive standpoint, which really is like a half and into the third quarter. So even though our guys played a half, they really played like more than a half in terms of the numbers of plays that you typically get in a game. So, you know, I feel good about that. And so we got more work last week than I originally planned on.
Mm-hmm.
And so this week, I'm flexible enough where, you know, I can look and see how the first half is going and make decisions on how we'll change how guys play.
Pat Shurmur, head coach of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And, Coach, with a rookie quarterback, obviously these reps that he gets each day in practice, but also in these preseason games are vital in getting him ready for the regular season. So you have to balance, I guess, that with again, the idea that you're going to strategically be cautious, because that is the Eagles and that is your first regular season opponent that you're going to face in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I think every play is important for all players, and they're more important for young players, especially rookies. There's coachable moments in every play, and so it's important that they experience as many things as possible. When I look at the numbers, he's had a lot of snaps, through the preseason, and he'll continue to get more as we go here in the games and in practice.
Are there particular guys that you just haven't had a chance to see, like, say, a Frosty Rucker and some others that you're kind of looking forward to seeing them play their first preseason game?
Yeah, I think as the guys come back healthy and if they're given a chance to practice a few days before the game, then I think it's important to get in there and play at least a little bit. So, I really won't reveal at this point who those are going to be.
Right.
But a guy like Frosty, as you mentioned, I think it's important for him to get in there and feel the speed of the game and get a few reps. And then, I think each guy is different. Each player, based on where he is in his career and where he is either coming back from injury or for whatever reason haven't played, we just got to be smart about it, and I think we spend a lot of time trying to decide how much each guy is going to play to get him in the best position to play the year.
It's easy for outsiders to kind of look at this and say, it's a third preseason game, and knowing the circumstances, it's not going to be that traditional tune-up game, so just kind of blow it off in their minds. But the truth is, you still have evaluations to do. You've got a big cut coming up on Tuesday. The process doesn't end here, right? That game, aren't there some people on this roster vying at some spots, Coach, that can either help their cause or hurt their causes depending on what they do in the game?
There's no question. There's sometimes only things you can see in a game, as far as tackling, for instance, as far as blocking low, as far as running with after the catch, being able to complete balls with pressure. All the things that you need to see. And some guys respond differently in a game than they do in practice.
Sure.
And we're evaluated by how we play in the games. And so we need to see that stuff. And, I'm excited to put our team on the field. I think we have a hungry young team. And as I mentioned before, you mix in some veterans that have tried to do all the right things for a long time. And they're trying to lead these young guys. And I want to find the best combination of the 53 guys to move forward with come week one.
Your football training has largely been based on those 10 seasons you spent as an assistant with the Philadelphia Eagles. You know the Andy Reid way so well, about as well as anyone could. You've patterned a lot of what you're doing here after that. Mm-hmm. Will your thoughts go there in the course of a game like this? Will you be looking at them with an eye toward, hey, is there any tiny thing that I can glean that just looks like, because I know what it should look like. Maybe they've changed this or they've done, because everybody tweaks things.
Sure. Well, I can watch the tape and recognize a lot of what's being run, and they can do the same with us. Philosophically, how you change as your program kind of morphs into something different. They've been there a long time. They've got a lot of players that have been through the process a long time. So I saw how that changed over 10 years. We're kind of we're on the newer stage of building, and so I remember back to our first and second and third year and how it was different. Now then you add that to the rule changes of how you practice. But I would say this, I think anybody that visits the Cleveland Browns from the Philadelphia Eagles would recognize how we do business about 90% of it.
And lastly, is it important that your offensive line gets another good look at this wide nine approach defensively that they saw against Detroit in the opening preseason game, and now they're going to see tomorrow night because the Eagles play it the same way, and the Eagles have that aggressive front that they're coached that way. How much can you apply to the evaluation of, say, a young Mitchell Schwartz to seeing this the second time around?
Well, I think he's going to have to compare week one to week three because the schemes are very similar. And let's not underestimate their ability to stop the run. Just because they play wide nines doesn't mean they're not effective stopping the run, which they do a good job of as well.
Right.
Because they're very fast. They have a couple of ways to get into an eight-man front where they got one more down there than you can block. And, You know, they're talented on the edges, so they're willing to do that at times. So they've got a good they got good players. They've got outstanding coaches. I know that because I worked with a lot of them for 10
right,
years.
Right.
And they got a good scheme, you know, and I think it's proven and it's worked for them. They got an explosive offense that plays well in conjunction with their new style of defense.
Right.
And it works for them. And I anticipate they're going to have an outstanding year. It'll be a good challenge for us.
Coach, thank you so much for your time.
All right. Looking forward to seeing you again soon.
Absolutely. He is Pat Shurmur, the head coach of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.